You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
And I've been watching this storm since Cuba, getting weaker and more disoriented. But you wouldn't believe that listening to the Weather Channel and all the media that is pumping out all this information about we're all going to die.
Of course, that's one New Orleans resident with a distinct British accent suggesting that it's not so bad as the media is saying. But for the real story, we go to Jessica Shower Clark, who's a meteorologist for the National Hurricane Center. Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
What can we say about Gustav up to the minute at this hour?
Well, right now we are starting to get a few more observations that are in situ there with the system. Right now, or since it was over water, that was hard to get good observations, but we already have a 67-mile-an-hour sustained wind at Grand Isle, Louisiana, with gusts to 86 miles an hour. The system right now, Gustav, is about 85 miles south of New Orleans and about 20 miles away from the coast at Port Fourchon, Louisiana. It's still a Category 3 hurricane.
And it's packing a wind punch, but really the larger concern is the amount of water it's going to dump and how long it will take to dump that water, right,
yes,
Jessica?
That's correct. I mean, the storm surge with the system is going to be significant. It's already up to 10 feet in places and expected to go up to 14 feet. That's the water with above tide level, the rising sea level. Rainfall with the system is expected to be about 6 to 12 inches with up to 20 inches in places.
You know, some people have been talking about this northeast corner of the, you know, spiral on the storm, and that's sort of the nastiest slap that this storm is going to give, and New Orleans seems to be right in that zone. Is that consistent with what you're seeing?
Yeah, that's true. The storm surge is expected to be strongest on the eastern side of the system, so the sea level heights are supposed to be higher on that side. Also, there's tornado warnings at the moment for portions of southern Alabama and far eastern or western Florida Panhandle, too. That's associated with Gustav.
Just comparing to Katrina, how much water fell in the sort of, you know, the early moments of Katrina versus how much water is expected to come down from Gustav? Are they comparable at this point?
Well, I think the bigger threat here is really the storm surge, and that's the rising sea level height, not necessarily the rainfall that's going to fall out of the system. And at this point, like I said, it's about 10 to 14 feet with this system. That's very significant, and I think that people in New Orleans would be wise to have gotten out of there at this point.
And some of those levees can really only take about a 10-foot surge, right?
I'm not sure about that. You'd have to ask the Army Corps
right.
engineers.
Well, we've been talking to the Army Corps all. I mean, there are 285 or so levees, so it's different for each one.
Right.
I don't want to hold you to that. It's a very complicated question. So, what's the chance of this stalling in place and really causing an even greater, potential for damage because of flooding?
Well, you're right. It is expected to slow down as it moves inland, and it's supposed to be down to a depression by Wednesday afternoon over eastern Texas. And that's when the rainfall, again, will still be a threat over that area in Louisiana and portions of Texas and maybe even into Oklahoma and Arkansas at that point.
Ray Nagin of the mayor of New Orleans called this the mother of all storms. I don't want you to necessarily comment on what he's saying, but the New Orleans resident that we played the clip from at the top of the segment seemed to suggest that he wasn't worried. It's not as bad as the media is saying. What do you think?
I think this is a very dangerous Category 3 hurricane. I mean, I think that it's a dangerous system. I think people would be wise to listen to their officials because they have this kind of information and they've been able to assess the situation, and they said it was time to get out.
Well, it certainly encouraged 2 million people to get out, so they got that going for them, that's for sure. Jessica Shower Clark, thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Jessica Shower Clark is a meteorologist for the National Hurricane Center, and she spoke to us from Miami, Florida.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.